Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Century, and we are armed to the teeth. We're all working together now to make our lives mercifully brief. And school kids keep trying to teach us what guns are all about. Confuse liberty with weaponry and watch your kids act it out. And every year now, like Christmas, some boy gets the milk-fed suburban blues, reaches for the available arsenal, and saunters off to make the news. And the women in the middle are learning what poor women have always known, that the edge is closer than you think when your men bring the guns home. And look at where the profits are. Yeah, that's how you'll find the source of the big lie that you and I both know so. In the time it takes this cultural death wish to run its course, they're gonna make a pretty penny, and then they're all going to hell. This flood. Are we really gonna sleep through another century while the rich profit off our blood? And true, it may take some doing to see this undoing. But in my humble opinion, here's what I suggest we do. Open fire on Hollywood. Open fire on MTV. Open fire. Weapons manufacturing. about a fool's ride to his tools of rage. I'm gonna take all my friends and I'm gonna move to Canada and we're gonna die of old age.
Welcome, welcome to another Are You Aware show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm your host, Fleur Cooper, and if you have never heard of Are You Aware, you are in for a treat. We profile music and musicians that take the positive route of action over apathy. And, you know, to start it off, I'm using we as a royal we, I don't know why. Arnie DeFranco I chose, To the Teeth, from her album from 1999 of the same name. I thought we'd start off with that because it's been over a month since I've talked to you guys. And last time we spoke, there was a huge outcry over the horrendous massacre that happened at the theatre. I think it was in Colorado. And I mentioned that I wanted to play some songs that really talked about that that kind of injustice that's continually happening in the United States with regards to everyone having guns and having their constitutional right upheld of arming themselves. So Arnie DeFranco talks about that in her song just now, and you know what? No one could have sung it more eloquently. It really is a wonder for me, coming from a different country, and I'm sure from all the Canadians that really don't get too excited about having guns walking down the street. I know you guys have a lot of guns because you like to hunt, but you're not packing when you go out to Timmy's for a coffee, that's for sure. Arnie DeFranco, we all know her. She's a Grammy Award-winning singer, guitarist, poet, and songwriter. She's released more than 20 albums and is a huge feminist icon. She actually started her own record company, which has just been blossoming over the last 20 odd years. She's done a hell of a lot of good things in her life, and obviously doesn't stop advocating for social change on many different levels. Not that recently, but 2008, she actually donated a song to Aid Still Required CD to assist with the rehabilitation of the devastation done in the Southeast Asia from the 2004 tsunami. To the Teeth was actually her 10th studio album, and it was released in November 1989. It opens with the title track, which we just heard, which is an indictment of American gun culture and a response to the Columbine High School massacre. I always wonder when these massacres happen in the States, when they're going to say never again. They're constantly saying never again. How does this happen? And yet nothing's really done to make a difference or to regulate gun rules. So I don't know, I guess they're just banging their head against a brick wall. But anyway, we'll move on from that. We have some pretty sweet songs for you in this next hour and a half. I also have I'm very happy to play this song, and I am excited about it later on. I have a whole thing I want to talk to you about. I'm sure you've all heard of Pussy Riot now and the censorship and absolute tyranny that's going on in Russia, but I'll talk about more of that later on. But we will be hearing a Pussy Riot song later on, so get all your Russian dictionaries out because you'll need it. But next, we're going to sort of make it into a soul groove for the next couple of songs. The album that I've chosen for the next song is actually Wake Up. It was a compilation album by John Legend and The Roots from a couple of years ago. It was actually released in 2010, September, so nearly exactly 2 years ago. It was in a response to, I guess, the Obama campaign and what was going on in the States at that time with such a huge political upheaval. And they chose all these songs by civil rights sort of musicians and activists in the 60s as a real sort of indication of what they felt was going on currently in 2010. They're actually co-founders of a green music group, which is called, obviously, the Green Music Group. That's pretty easy. One of the projects of the organization Reverb. It's a large-scale, high-profile environmental coalition of musicians, industry leaders, and music fans, using their collective power to bring about widespread environmental change within the music industry and around the globe, which is kind of cool. They facilitate large-scale greening of the music community and promotes a lot of environmental nonprofits as well. So Roots have been heavily involved in that. And if you want to know more, just go to greenmusicgroup.org and you can find out all about it. The song that I'm actually going to play is Hard Times, which was released back in the 60s and was written by Curtis Mayfield, actually, and Baby Huey and the Babysitters performed it. But this is the John Legend and the Roots version of a great classic civil rights song from the 60s, Hard Times. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
So many hard times, yeah. Ooh. On me they stare, people all around me, and they're all in fear. They don't seem to want me, but they won't admit I must be some kind of creature up here having fit. From my party house, I'm afraid to come outside, although I'm feeling
filled with love. I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride, so I'll play the part I feel they want of me. And I pull the shades so I don't see them seeing me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. I feel like needing others. Familiar faces creep, race a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to
check it out. 17 years and counting, or trying to climb up the rough side of the mountain. Friends warned me I'ma have to do it without them. No problem, really, it was never about them. So my house, I never come out from. Cause every day a drought, finish that or without them. I'm down to do whatever if it betters my outcome. The city's like the Autobahn ballroom, waiting on Malcolm. Cause people wanna see my blood flow like fountains. I got nowhere to go and still feel like bouncing. I'm looking for the closest window I can route from, or for the highest speaker box that I can shout from. And I'm hoping to feel like something that's real. But it's no hope when you are but a spoke in the wheel. A brick in the wall, trying to find an opening still. Having hard times, trying to climb over the hill.
So many hard times, yeah, yeah. Sleeping on motel floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door, eating Spam Oreos, drinking Thunderbird, baby. Yeah. This crazy town, having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Floors, yeah, yeah. Knocking on my brother's door. He is spamming over yours, ringing Thunderbird, baby. Yeah, I don't wanna do it no more. No, 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 no. I don't wanna go back there no more.
Distance between Vancouver and Buenos Aires, 11,000 kilometers. From August 31st to September 9, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will bring Buenos Aires right at home. www.vlaff.org.
Tubman and John Henry, but the time was wrong. Illegal aliens moan. It's such a pity that the city's just a danger zone. Atomic blues, bombing hawks like Iraqis in Babylon. And Detroit control will take your soul and raid it, parade it, slay it. You hate it and debate it, but you don't get caught. An outlaw, out running the law.
Looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the war cease. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kinda baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, won't you help me? Let's scream and shout, 'cause we want peace. To say the least, I dedicate this song to the common people caught in the middle of this common evil. I wish the world was a little bit better. Time to start looking at the man in the mirror. The devil policeman. Fear make a genocide with Hitler so he can feel a warm genocide and I was weakened. Lighting up the land 'cause nobody was speaking. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on, people, will you help me? Let's scream and shout 'cause we want peace. Say the least, somebody said after Rwanda, and after Rwanda, and not far from Rwanda, who's gonna shout for the poor people living and die for? The world gone deaf, the world gone blind, the world busy sitting down on the behind. Nobody care about the poor and needy, too busy sucking up to the rich and the greedy. For every hero there's a villain, I am feeling we've got to shout sending out our cities. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that we could all combine. Like Jericho, the world comes tumbling down. The sound of voices out of cities surround. You know what it's worth, time to put our voices to work. We gotta shed down heaven and earth. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Cause we want peace.
And we want peace.
To say the least. Come.
are listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Emmanuel Jal with his new album, See Me Mama. That was one of the first singles from it. It's called We Want Peace. If you've not heard of Emmanuel Jal before, get into it. He's great. And he has an amazing story as well. He's actually a South Sudanese musician that is now living in Canada and a former child soldier. Many of the children in South Sudan, as we all know, Jal included, were recruited by the Sudan People's Liberation Army and taken to military training camps in the bush in Itwas. Disguised as a school in front of the international aid agencies and UN representatives, but behind closed doors, this place was actually a place for training children to fight. It was a horrific time in Sudanese history and in global history as well. Jal talks about his experience there and says, I don't have a life as a child. In 5 years as a fighting boy, what was in my heart was to kill as many Muslims as possible. He spent several years fighting with the SPLA in Ethiopia, and then when fighting erupted in Ethiopia, he was actually sent back to Sudan to continue fighting. But finally, once it became unbearable, Jal and a couple of other children actually decided to run away. And they were on the move for 3 months, with a lot of them dying on the way, until they reached a town it's called Wat, and it was one of the headquarters of a small group that actually separated themselves from the main SPLA. And after that, he managed to get some education, and he was actually adopted and taken out of Sudan so he could rehabilitate. And I'm so glad that he actually survived that horrific experience. And it just shows the strength of character when he's chosen such a horrific experience that could have scarred him for life and actually turned it into a really positive way of communicating not only the plight in South Sudan, but also around the world. And a lot of his music is focused around peace and harmony and, fighting against oppression. He's actually been a spokesman for the Make Poverty Kiss History campaign around the Coalition to Stop the Use of Child Soldiers and the Control Arms campaign. He's actually founded his own charity called Gwa Africa, and it builds schools and provides scholarships for Sudanese war survivors in a refugee camp, and sponsors education for children in the most deprived slum areas of Nairobi. So that album was only released a couple of weekends ago, August 7th. And if you want to find out more, just go to Emmanuel Jal, as well as he's doing a whole campaign right now called We Want Peace from the titled album. So go check that out online, and you might, inspired to support his efforts and do some for your own. In the middle there, we had Janelle Monáe. She's sort of rocketed up the charts in the last couple of years, and everyone's taking notice of her. She's just obviously signed the cover girl swag, so we'll see her a lot more. But if you don't know who she is, she's an American soul musician, and she actually made sort of a little bit of buzz with her unofficial album, The Audition. And then she's pretty big on conceptual albums, actually. She debuted with an EP called Metropolis Suite 1, but it didn't really get much commercial impact and actually charted at 115. Then in 2010, she actually released a new concept album called Arch Android Suites 2 and 3. And that just went through the charts. I think it got to like number 15 or something, got some Grammy nominations and just a huge lot of press for her. She's actually got an upcoming sophomore studio album in the works, hopefully out this year or the start of new year, called The Electric Lady. And she's been known at her concerts, which I thought was kind of cool, to hand out her 10 droid commandments, which encourage her friends to be individuals. And she really focuses on advocating for individuality, and she has been known as someone that really goes her own way. She's gained a lot of notoriety based around her signature clothing style, which is a tuxedo wardrobe. And what she said about that I thought was really cool, and I wanted to share it with you. She says, I feel like I have a responsibility to my community and other young girls to help redefine what it looks like to be a woman. I don't believe in menswear or womenswear. I just like what I like. And I think we should just be respected for being an individual. I've been in Vogue now and different publications, which is cool because I think that it just shows a different perspective on how women can dress. So you know what, ladies? If you've been itching to get your tuxedo on, go out and embrace it, or whatever other clothing makes you feel individualistic and free. And in 2009, she actually played a concert called 500 Songs for Kids. It's pretty cool. This is a 500 different artists hit the stage over 10 consecutive nights to benefit Songs for Kids Foundation, which brings musician years round to children's hospital and special needs camps. One of their programs is really cool. They actually do Songs for Kid Records, which features producers and engineers assisting kids with writing, playing, and recording original songs. And the kids really enjoy it, and you know, they get to make their own CD. So I thought that was really cool that artists are sort of getting involved with these children that are pretty sick, and through music it can be such a powerful healing method. But we are going to head to something quite controversial. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of Pussy Riot, and if you haven't, I'll fill you in. Pussy Riot is a feminist punk band, I guess, based in Moscow. They're actually founded last year, and they've sort of gained a lot of notoriety in Russia because they stage political provocative performances about Russia's political life, which pretty much since Putin sort of brought in his puppet government has turned to a tyrannical regime, essentially. You know, and they basically perform, this is Pussy Riot, in crazy locations like Red Square, on a trolley bus, in a scaffolding. And most recently, a lot of this controversy is coming about, is they actually staged a performance in February on the soles of a Moscow cathedral of Christ the Savior. They were actually motivated by their opposition of Putin and the politics of the Russian Orthodox Church, which I assume is they're pretty close connected. On March 3, after a video of the performance appeared online, three of the group's members were arrested and charged with hooliganism. Their trial began in late July, and as of 17th of August, which was only like a week ago, the three members were convicted of hooliganism motivated by religious hatred, and they were all three of them were sentenced to 2 years in prison. Now, this has had a huge international outcry. Not only is this just a blatant form of censorship and oppression for, you know, singing one song you get 2 years in jail, but that's just a real indication of the horrendousness of what's going on in Russia with regards to just civil rights and everyday freedoms. People all around the world are sort of coming to their aid and supporting them. And I actually got this through Facebook the other day, and I thought that was really cool. Billy Bragg wrote a quote to Pussy Riot and just a little note that said, "Can music change the world? Only in very special circumstances, once in a generation, a band can create a moment on which society turns. Through your brave actions, you have provided Russia with such a moment. Your fellow musicians stand with you." And that was Billy Bragg writing about Pussy Riot. Now, if you enjoy music, and you obviously enjoy music with a message if you're listening to my show, I implore you, there are two things that you can do without even leaving your couch or wherever you are. Find a computer, go to Amnesty International and tell Russia to release Pussy Riot. They're doing a campaign right now, which if you sign up and send, and I'm going to do this in the break while you're listening to Pussy Riot, demanding that the Russian government release Pussy Riot as well, and to stand in solidarity with Masha, Kaita and Nadia, the three Pussy Riot members that got arrested. They need to know that the world is watching, and they can't get away with this continued crackdown on free speech. And also another one, so if that's Amnesty International and The website is Free Pussy Riot. If you just Google that into Amnesty International USA, you'll find it. And it's super easy. All you have to do is put your email address in and send. And you know what? You've made a difference, and especially in trying to get music back on the agenda for, you know, hearty and worthwhile discussion of oppression. The other thing that you can do, which I'll be doing in the break as well, is Avaz. I've talked to you guys about it. You should all sign up for Avaz because they do some really good work. They focus on internet advocacy and signing petitions and using the internet as a way of quickly getting a movement happening and having some real and meaningful change occur. Now, they want you to sign a petition, not to Free Pussy Riot, but to support the sanctions that the European Parliament is calling for. They're calling for an assets freeze and a travel ban on Putin's powerful inner circle, who are accused of multiple crimes. You know, Russia's obviously steadily slipping into the grip of a new autocracy, and it's pretty tyrannical. They're clamping down on public protests, allegedly rigging elections, intimidating media, banning gay rights parades for 100 years, if you can believe it, 100 years, and even beating critics like chess master Jerry Kasparov. He was actually, I think he died in a jail, unfortunately. So Pussy Riot is just the start of a huge crackdown it's probably been going on for a while, but in Russia, but it's finally opened the eyes to the rest of the world that, you know what, Russia is not moving forward in their tyrannical oppression of their own people. So go to avaz.org and you can sign the petition to support these sanctions and start putting some pressure on Putin to be a bit more liberal. I'll be doing that in the next break, and I hope you will too. As always, if you're a supporter of Are You Aware, please, please go and do this, because you know what? It takes 2 seconds of your life, but it can make a lifelong difference for not only people that are brave enough to speak out, but those that haven't had a voice for a long time. Anyway, in the meantime, this is what all the hype is about. This is Pussy Riot with their song Putin Has Pissed Himself. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Free Pussy Riot.
Poet, songwriter, and activist Serge Tankian is coming to the Vogue Theater. The System of a Down frontman's third solo album, Harakiri, explores a new musical territory and reaches into the hearts and minds of people to relay messages of love, awareness, and activism. Catch Serge Tankian at the Vogue Theater on September 19th. Tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, UnionEvents.com, and VogueTheater.com. All ages are welcome.
there is no more room in hell. The dead will walk the earth.
The Rio Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat The Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays.
Be at The Rio August 17th for Dead On Film, the zombie short film competition where 10 zombie shorts will be shown, but only one will survive. Tickets are $10, doors at 9 p.m. This month at The Rio, your Friday late night movies are Wet Hot American Summer on August 10th, Dumb and Dumber on August 24th, and Dirty Dancing on August 31st. Other attractions at The Rio for August include the world's largest touring circus sideshow, Hell's a Poppin', a sideshow review on August 19th. Extra Vancouver and the Friends of Dorothy series presents a special screening of Mean Girls on August 22nd. And don't miss Dungeons & Dragons, a live comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers as they quest for glory and snacks on August 29th.
For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
Yeah.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Blitz and Trapper with their song, Love the Way You Walk Away. That was actually a bonus track on one of their most recent albums, which I have just drawn a blank right now. So apologies for that. They actually donated this song to WNRN, which is a radio station down in Virginia. They were part of this concept that's come out called Babuti. And what Babuti does is get artists and charities together, and they actually donate a couple of songs to this charity to use as a fundraising tool. So what happens is that they make these little, I guess, short EPs for the charities, and then sales or for the downloads of those songs goes to the charity. So that first campaign by Babuti was actually for WNRN, and it was called the Blitz and Trapper campaign. The proceeds benefited a non-profit radio station, which we love, independent and eclectic programming, which CITR loves, down in Central Virginia. And they were all recorded by Blitz and Trapper, and they actually donated five tracks of their performance so that the proceeds could help the station continue to hit the airwaves, which is pretty cool. So if you want to know more about Babuti, it's www.bubuti.com. And Blitz and Trapper are from Portland, Oregon, and they've got some great songs. And if you haven't seen them before, check them out. I'm sure they'll come up here sooner rather than later. And then in the middle there, I'm so excited. Yaysayer have a new album out. Those synth rock Wall of Sound geniuses are back with their new album, Fragrant World. That song that I played you was called Reagan's Skeleton. Yaysayer are from Brooklyn, New York, and they were formed in 2006. This is their third studio album release, which was only released, I'm just looking at my watch, 2 days ago. That's how cutting edge CITR is. We are 5 minutes from now. That's how cool we are. So if you like that, check out the other Yaysayer stuff. I've seen them live and they were just phenomenal. They're such a good band. They put on a really energetic and passionate performance. And you know what? All of their songs just take you to another place, another soft cloud-filled place, but one that you can't deny. They're actually playing this August the 29th, which is in a week, next Thursday, I guess, at the Malcolm Bowl. So definitely try and check them out because they are going to rock that. I actually might go down and sit outside. They actually have signed up to do design special T-shirts to help teenage cancer sufferers. The beginning of July, in London's Broadwick Street, a pop-up shop popped up, I guess, in aid of Trestock. The bands have designed limited editions for the T-shirts for the 10,000 Hearts campaign. This organization obviously supports young people with cancer. They raise funds for life-saving research through awareness, music, fashion, and art collaborations. And they also organize trekking experiences. So that was that's what Yaysayer has been up to recently. But definitely go check them out at the Malcolm Bowl next week, and they are going to be phenomenal. Now we're going to keep the music going because we've only got 35 minutes left of the show before I say au revoir for another 2 weeks. The next band we've got up for you right now is John and Roy. Those folk fabulous boys from Victoria have released a new album. Their album is called Let It Go. And if you haven't heard of them, they're from Victoria. They met at UVic, and there's two of them. And they started recording or playing, I guess, in 2003. At the end of 2010, the Tall Tree Festival for the Ancient Forest Alliance happened. And it was a new British Columbian organization back then working to protect the endangered old growth forests of BC and to ensure sustainable forestry jobs in the province. So John and Roy have been huge supporters of that over the last couple of years. And if you want to know more about them, just check out www.ancientforestalliance.org. org. I was like, .com.org. I had a moment there. This song is called Bygone Road. It's a really lovely song. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you've all signed those petitions. I'll be harping at you until 7:30 to help free Pussy Riot and to get Putin out of his tyrannical tirade that he's on right now. Anyway, you're on CITR. Here's John and Roy.
Skies in the morning after, and Memories of gold on the run, flying around. Was there a drunken cloud over someone just empty? A vision of a mountain, you say. So where did it go? It was light and I held it like a child to be safe from the fires and from the falling down satellites, but still wondering. Damn, you always treat me like a stranger, mountain. Though you've seen the shadow between the city and what is mine, and fallen kids all rising mad among their lost believers. Suddenly darker in their eyes and their broken smile. It's only what these kids will holler. For balancing things like seeing your ghosts. So thank God we're bright, said the lantern's brother. 'Cause I don't know a thing about boats or the land I see. It was day and I stood there once again, climbing quick, when I knew you were the one throwing dying stars on our gathering. But he said, damn, you always treat me like a mountain stranger. Though I have never seen your shadows or fading lights, I'm just a rock that you'll be picking up through all your ages. Always believing there's a canyon for every blind. It's only what these kids will holler around.
Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with 9 stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing feet. Only one desire that's left in me. Want the whole damn world to come dance with me. Set you free over heartache and shame. I wanna see your bodies burning like old big sun. I wanna know what we've been learning and learning from. Everybody wants safety.
heartache and rage. Come set us free, oh panic and strange. I wanna see our bodies burning like old big sun. I wanna know what we've been learning and learning from. Everybody want romance.
Romance, love.
Everybody want safety.
Safety, love.
Everybody want comfort.
Comfort, love.
Everybody want me. Man on fire. Walking down your street.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros' new release to the world. The album is called Here. Nice, succinct, and to the point. And the song we just heard was Man on Fire. I really like that song, and I particularly like the little inclusion of a bit of a didgeridoo in there, going back to my Australianisms. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, they actually released this full-length album in May, so it's been a few months out, and I guess they pretty much got a huge lot of press over a couple of years ago with their first album, which skyrocketed through the charts as well. They've actually got something pretty cool happening right now with their album. They actually want you to make a music video for any song of their new album. The entries must be submitted before September 3rd, so you've still got a little bit of time, by 23:59 GMT. So make sure you get it in before that. 24:00 GMT and you're screwed. The overall winner will actually receive $5,000 and two runners-up will each win a grand. The winners and runners-up will also be used as the official music videos, as long as they are not for Man on Fire or Dear Believer, as they already have their own music videos. So that's pretty cool. All you budding videographers out there, artists, whatever, go online and check out Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros little competition. It's pretty cool, and you could get your creative juices flowing and win $5,000 and be able to say, actually, I made that video for Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. They played in June of last year and Design for Humanity, a show which is 100% of all proceeds donated for last year went to the VH1 Save the Music Foundation. So this is this Design for Humanity is actually done by Billabong's charitable division. It just raises funds and awareness for worthy causes while celebrating art, music, and fashion in the process. The VH1 Save the Music Foundation actually supports youth and keeps music in public schools, which is kind of cool. And the whole ticket went to that. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros are playing at the Malcolm Bowl on September 14th. If you're interested, that would be a really sweet, sweet show. In the middle there, we had another great band / individual that's just come out with a new album as well in June, Tallest Man on Earth. This is, if you've not heard of them before, it's a singer-songwriter from Sweden. He started around 2006 and has just been getting a hell of a lot of press over the last few years. This is his third album, and he actually wrote a song for the Yellowbird Project called A Field of Birds. If you don't know about the Yellowbird Project, they asked artist to design t-shirts, and the artist gets to choose the charity that the t-shirt sales will benefit from. So it's actually a initiative out of Montreal. So not only is it a good cause, but it also is Canadian. They're also playing, everybody's playing right now at the Vogue on September 10th, which I think will be a rocking concert. Well, I know I've chilled it out a bit, but I'm actually going to ramp it up for the last 15, 17 minutes of the show. King Khan and the Shrines. If you've never heard of King Khan and the Shrines, they are a Berlin-based garage rock and psychedelic soul band. I saw them at Sasquatch a few years ago, the music festival down at the Gorge, and they were phenomenal. They're very like 60s kind of rock garage fun, and they just put on such a huge and spectacular performance. They actually were founded in 1999, so that was a while ago, but they're still going strong. They're also known as King Khan and the Barbecue Show as well, and they actually played at the Waldorf, if I remember correctly, a couple of weeks ago. And they're just brilliant. I put this song on because I wanted to get you guys all excited about the last 15 minutes of the show. This is Land of the Freak. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
We're gonna make it. be coming out of every car. There is a silence all over downtown, where community celebrations shall be aroused. I walk the sterile gardens, life is a pause.
Here it is.
No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? Hey! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town?
I guess you can't expect much from the hometown. Well, I don't know if you can even call it your own. When they don't want you to get near excitement, and in protest of that, you just stay home.
Here it is now.
Yeah! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? Yeah! Hey! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town?
On the intersection of all dimensions, where I was stopping by just for a drink, I meet a brother from Tribal Connection. And together we began to sing.
We're gonna turn frustration into inspiration.
Whatever demons are there, we're gonna set them free.
Such is the method of Tribal Connection,
of our fun-loving restless dream.
I wanna walk this earth like it is mine, and so is everyone in our fun-loving tribe. Come on, man, is that real so much to ask? From all these goddamn Nazi feodals. But I'm gonna take it to community, 'cause I want everyone to see. The music should be coming out of every car. There is a silence all over downtown. Only the intersection semi-alive. Outskirts are sedated. Me gone.
You're on IUA, music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Sorry about the delay. I just got a little shock from Darren G just now as he walked in. You just heard Gogo Bordello with their song Tribal Connection from their album of a few years ago called Super Taranta. I hope I said that right. They're, as you could probably tell, they're a gypsy-inspired band from the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And they actually formed in 1999 as well. So there's a few of them out there. The lead singer, actually contributed a version of the track Asiadade in a collaboration with DJ Dolores and Fred 04 for the Red Hot organization, who we've talked about on numerous times here at Are You Aware? Super Tantra. Well, sorry, I'll start again. I'm so tired. I apologize for my little bit of brain fog today. The Red Hot organization, as I'll just remind you, raises awareness and money for HIV and AIDS-related organizations, and usually from the sales of compilation CDs. They're probably due for a new one very soon. They released one last year, so I think we'll hear one from them very soon. That album was actually from the fourth album by Gorgoro Bordello, and it was released in 2007. I actually saw them at Sasquatch, and they killed it on the stage as well. They did a great job. Now, before Darren G comes in with Stereoscopic Readout, I wanted to do one last plug. If you haven't, get on your computer right now. Go to avaaz.org or Amnesty International, the USA one has it, and sign the two petitions for freeing Pussy Riot. The Amnesty International is sending a request to free Pussy Riot, and Avaz is supporting the European Parliament's call for sanctions on Russia's tyrannical and censored induced parliament that's going on right now. Pussy Riot is just one example of the horrendous censorship that's going on in Russia, and pretty much all their freedoms are being signed away. But before I leave, I have one more song for you before Darren G gets on air, and this is Passion Pit with their song Take a Walk from their most recent album, Goss Aimer. I hope I said it right. All right, free Pussy Riot, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Be good to one another.
enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9, CITR.ca.